Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Shaylin Cochran. This week on AK, doves. One of the most rapid and successful invasions of a continent did not happen in any war. It's happening now, maybe right outside your window. The Eurasian collared dove first came to North America in Florida in 1982 and was seen in Alaska as early as 2009. Experts say the dove represents no threat to the environment or native species, but it is changing how Alaska sounds. KCAW's Robert Woolsey has the story.
So this is weird. I've lived my entire adult life in Alaska, and I've never even seen a Swainson's thrush. I couldn't pick it out of a police lineup. But I listened to his song all summer long in Sitka. That goes too for the hermit and varied thrush, ruby-crowned kinglet, raven, and especially this little guy the size of a walnut, who's got the biggest song of them all. The winter wren. I'm waxing on about how Sitka sounds because it's starting to change.
Kind of coo-coo-coo-coo-coo, in a way, something kind of like that.
Paul Norwood is a local naturalist. He's talking about the Eurasian collared dove. This bird was part of his childhood in France only because it got there just before he did.
Nobody really physically brought them from one place to the next, but people changed the environment to where it was good for the doves, and they started spreading. And next thing you know, by the time I was little, they were common everywhere in France, just about everywhere that there's houses or fields.
And now it turns out, my house. While working on this story, I persuaded a small team of birders, let's call them dove chasers, to help me find some of Sitka's collared doves, with limited success. The dove chasers disbanded after 2 days. On day three, I was sleeping with the window open early one morning during Alaska's June heat wave when the collared dove came to me.
Two of them just flew by. Two of those doves just flew by my window.
I just had time to get my recorder going before the doves left. But this bird is so common now in the lower 48 and in Europe that good recordings are not hard to come by. This is part of the collection of the Macaulay Library of Wild Sounds at the Cornell Laboratory of Ornithology in Ithaca, New York. David Bonter is assistant director at the lab.
I just pulled up Sitka on Google Earth here, and it's pretty remarkable that they're there because you're separated from other communities by vast expanses of forest and water, which is certainly not conducive to these birds.
The first recorded sighting of the Eurasian collared dove in North America was in Homestead, Florida in 1982. This was 3 or 4 years after the initial release of doves in Nassau, Bahamas, during the burglary of a pet store. The first dove sighted in Alaska was in 2009 along the Denali Highway between Anchorage and Fairbanks, about 4,500 miles from Homestead, Florida. Bonter says collared doves are programmed to move from the moment they are hatched.
They seem to have this remarkable ability to go great distances from their natal area, the place where they hatched from.
In warm climates, where the dove's preferred diet is readily available, principally seeds, they've been observed nesting 11 months of the year. Cold climates are no barrier. They're already in Scandinavia and in Iceland. Paul Norwood says the collared dove, like the dandelion and the starling, will make its home wherever we have made ours.
We created this spot for doves to move in by having feeders out, by having certain ornamental plants, and by having, for example, maple trees and other trees that they like to grow to nest in. And that's not something that they'll find on, say, Kruzov. So they might go to Kruzov, but they're not going to like it.
As it happens, I'm recently back from several days on Kruzov Island, and it remains dove-free. I thought about that a lot while I was hiking, maybe too much. David Bonter at Cornell says that his lab has processed thousands of reports of this bird as it has invaded our continent over the past 2 decades, and I represent a certain minority.
I hate to say it, but you are the first person I've ever heard complain about the song of the Eurasian collar dove. A lot of folks really, really enjoy it and really appreciate it.
I'm not saying it has a bad song. I think of it as the soundtrack of another part of the world. Alaska has always been a little rough on newcomers. Paul Norwood says some inhabitants of this island may find the dove soothing. Others may find it tasty.
I mean, we had a goshawk eat a chicken on Merrill Street last fall, so you never know.
For AK, I'm Robert Woolsey in Sitka.